Hi everyone, welcome to the UK Top 40 Singles, Albums and Film Charts. So let's get on with the singles charts for this week. First produced today, 22nd September 2023 by the officialchartscompany.com. Or if you just want to go to officialcharts.com, that'd be even better. Right, at 40, Miley Cyrus, Flowers at 39, Rema, Calm Down, a new entry at 38, Zara Larsson and David Guetta, On My Love. At 37, Turno, Skepsis, Plank, Rave Out, 36, Luke Combs, Fast Car, 35, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything, 34, Jungkook featuring Latto, 7, at 33, Billy Giles featuring Anna Boylan, and DNA, Love You. 32, Burna Boy featuring Dave, Cheat On Me, a new entry, the first new entry in the top 40 today, is at 31, Chase and Status, Head X, and RD, Liquor and Something That You Should Not Be Taking. At 30, Boo featuring Slay, Closer. 29, Stormzy and Ray, The Weeknd. 28, Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. 27, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? 26, Trove Sivan, Rush. 25, Miley Cyrus, Used to Be Young. 24, Tyler, Water. 23, Izzy Cross, Bittersweet Goodbye. 22, Burna Boy, City Boys. 21, D.O.D., So Much In Love. At 20, Dua Lipa, Dance The Night from the Barbie album. 19, Charlie XCX, Speed Drive from the Barbie album. At 18, S.A.D.A., Snooze. At 17, Dave and Central C, Sprinter. At 16, Gunner and Fuck You Mean. At 15, Sonny Fodera, M.K., Douglas Asking. 14, Peggy Goo, It Goes Like Na Na Na, Slips Through the Net. At 13, Chasing Status, Bowen, Flowdown, Badadan. At 12, Becky Hill, Chasing Status, Disconnect. At 11, Calvin Harris and Sam Smith, Desire. And into the top 40, straight in at 10, new entry, Drake featuring SZA, Slam You Out. At 9, Olivia Rodrigo, Getting Back, a new entry, and the highest new entry is Tate McRae and Greedy. At 7, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. At 6, Olivia Rodrigo, Bad Idea, Right. At 5, Fred Again, Adore You. At 4, Castle Ray, Depot Europe, Prada. At 3, Kenya Grace, Strangers. At 2, Vampire, Olivia Rodrigo. And it's not straight into number 1, it's at number 1, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. So there you go, there's your top 40 singles. And now we are going to run down the album chart. So here comes the album chart. At 40, Harry Styles, Fine Line. 39, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. At 38, Weekend, Starboy. 37, Eminem, Curtain Call 2. 36, Ed Sheeran, Divide. 35, Joe Corey, Another Friday Night. At 34, Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. 33, Luis Capaldi, Divine and Inspired to a Hellish Extent. And straight into number 32, Sleepy Hollow, Boy Meets World. At 31, Oasis, Time Flies. At 30, Queen, Greatest Hits. 29, Taylor Swift, Speak Now. And new entry at 28, Madison Beer, Silence Between Songs. 27, Michael Jackson, The Essential. 26, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. A new entry at 25, Pretenders and Relentless. 24, S.A.D.A., S.O.S. 23, ABBA, Gold Greatest Hits. 22, Burna Boy, I Told Them. At 21, Taylor Swift, Reputation. A new entry at 20, 30 Seconds to Mars, and the album It's the End of the World, but it's a strange title. At 19, Harry Styles, Harry's House. New entry at 18, Who and Who's Next. New entry at 17, Corey Taylor, CMF2. At 16, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. At 15, Travis Scott, Utopia. A new entry at 14, Ash, Race the Night. At 13, Taylor Swift, Folklore. 12, Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. 11, Arctic Monkeys, AM. And 10, it's Taylor Swift and Lover. Taylor Swift owns the number 9 spot, 1989. At 8, Elton John, Diamonds. Taylor Swift again owns the number 7 spot, 3 albums in the top 10, Midnights. And at 6, it's Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. At 5, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. And the highest, no it's not, it's the second highest new entry in at 4, Mitski, The Land of Unstoppable, And So We Are We. At 3, Weekend, The Highlights. At 2, Guts by Olivia Rodrigo. And straight into number 1 is Busted Greatest Hits 2.0. Wowzers. Busted. I remember that band. The guy, one of the guys with like slug type eyebrows. So it just shows you, Busted, I've still got some mega fans out there, and could quite easily, if they wanted to, produce another album, maybe another three or four albums, who knows. So well done to Busted. They are the new number one for this week. So let's take a rundown and a little bit of information about some of the films in the film charts this week. So here comes the film chart. This was produced 2 days ago, so on the 20th of September, and here we go. At 40, Scream. At 39, The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. The Pope's Exorcist is down at 38. I've already mentioned that last week, and I still haven't seen the full film. At 37, a new entry, The Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Re-entry at 36, Black Adam. A re-entry at 35, Knock at the Cabin. Little Mermaid is down at 34. Megan at 33. New entry at 32, Spider-Man Into Across the Spider-Verse. 31, Interstellar. At 30, Spider-Man No Way Home. A re-entry at 29, The Nun, which is a horror film about a nun, obviously. And something to do with the Conjuring universe, so it's got some kind of relation to the Conjuring, which obviously was quite a scary film, to be honest with you. I thought it was so scary at some points in that Conjuring film that I actually I had to stop watching it because it was that crazy, you know. But there's obviously the reason for The Nun being at 29, a re-entry, is because, of course, of The Nun 2, which I've seen the trailer of, and set in a very old kind of time. It's a different life to what we live in, and yeah, a little bit creepy actually. So anyway, at 28, Avatar: The Way of Water. I saw the first part of Avatar for about 15, between 15 and 20 minutes, and I love the music. At the beginning especially, I've got that actually recorded. I can't play it because of copyright, but it's a beautiful intro. And so the film is a bit crazy, really. I should have watched the whole thing, but I didn't have much. I kind of lost the plot with the film, because it told you of a history, a kind of history of these people in this forest, and obviously it's part human and a lot of CGI to make those images of different type of species of people. But it kind of gave you like some kind of history of where it was going to be, you know, and then it went to something else, and I kind of lost it. I went, what is this, you know? I didn't like it, but the music is brilliant. So it's up to you if you like it or not. Give it a go, and you know, you might like it. That's what's good about films. Same with music, I suppose. Same with anything. One person might like it, and the other person might think it's a load of crap. And unfortunately, I think it's a load of crap. So there you go. At 27, re-entry, Asteroid City. At 26, Heathers the Musical. 25, Where the Crawdads Sing. Crayfish are crawdads, aren't they? I don't know. I could get interested in that. It depends on the situation, what type of film it is. At 24, new entry, Sleepy Hollow. Re-entry at 23, The Batman. 22, No Hard Feelings. At 21, The Boogeyman. Sounds good. A Man Called Otto at 20. That's the film I will be looking at. The Fifth Element is a re-entry at 19. At 18, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. 17, Sisu, re-entry at 16, is Enter the Dragon. I think this is Bruce Lee film, obviously a very, very good film if you love martial arts. I think it's very important that you understand the martial arts or are involved in it in some way to actually fully understand Bruce Lee and the film. 15, Transformers, Rise of the Beast. 14, The Flash. At 13, 65. At 12, John Wick, Chapter 4. 11, Top Gun Maverick. Not into Top Gun films. Some good soundtracks for these films, though. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish at 10. At 9, Jurassic World Dominion. At 8, Elemental. At 7, The Equalizer 2. 6, Super Mario Brothers Movie. Fast X is at number 5. Meg 2, The Trench is at 4. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse at 3. At 2, Indiana Jones and The Dial of Destiny. And number 1, straight in, as you can imagine, the film called Barbie. And I can promise you, I will not be watching that. So that is your top 40 films this week. And nothing really much going on too much in this, apart from The Nun being re-entry at the 29. But really, there's not much to get any you know, song and dance on. I was going to say something else then, but I decided not to do that just in case. So anyway, we don't want to go there. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this one. A little bit different this week, a little bit more talk, and that's the way it's going to go. We're going to do some charts and all the charts, and then we're going to have a bit of a talk after that about the charts and everything. Well done to Busted, and that's my last words today. They got to number one with their album, and I believe it's their first number one album, so well done to them. That's what it says here. Don't quote me on that, but it's what it says here. So so if that's the case, then double well done. So that's it for now, guys. I hope you had a nice time of this week, and of course this weekend coming up. We've had nothing but rain here in Manchester. Tomorrow's going to be a much different day, and it's going to be a little bit more drier tomorrow. And but Sunday it's back to normal, and I think it's going to get even worse on Sunday. So enjoy your Saturday if you're in the United Kingdom, especially if you're in Manchester. Take care, everyone. See you next week. Bye-bye.